Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
With a beautiful woman, you go it alone. Hello, everyone. This is DJ Mirror Selfie, and I'm here with
DJ Karina.
Very original, Karina.
Thank you.
So this isn't my normal time, and Drew is not here, but we just felt like subbing for someone and playing some fun music that we're listening to right now. And we want to give a shout out to Officer Moses and Officer Omar for letting us in because my ID didn't work after a month.
Thank you, officers.
But we are also very grateful that they were here to help us out. So I'm going to start it off with about half an hour of some 2000s throwback music, which I listened to as a young child at bar and bat mitzvahs, being absolutely ridiculous. So enjoy.
Yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today
So since I'm here with a special guest, Karina, DJ Karina, we're going to ask her a couple of questions. And they're going to be embarrassing ones because we're listening to music from the 2000s. So.
Okay, hit me.
So what is your worst bat mitzvah memory or bar mitzvah?
I have never been to either. So I don't
have
one.
No Jewish friends in Madison, Wisconsin, apparently.
None.
Wow.
No, that's a lie. I actually broke into a bat mitzvah while babysitting in order to feed the kids I was babysitting. So I guess that's the one and only.
You just, like, didn't have food in the house and you had to find food?
They had no food and there was a bat mitzvah in the park. And I'm like, okay, kids, go ahead.
Go dance the hora, everyone.
They had
it's
a great
fun.
Time. I think it was one of their best.
Probably the best time I ever babysitted those children. What were their names?
Their names were Zoe and Maria, sisters.
Aww. How old were they when you stole them into this bat mitzvah?
Nine and six, something around.
Good
there.
Ages. Yeah. So they were like, they were so young, they could do whatever they wanted.
They could. It was shameless. It was more shameful for me. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't really have that many. I went to a lot of bar and bat mitzvahs. LA is kind of studded with Jews everywhere, but.
Yeah, what's your best memory? Let's hear it.
I just remember, like, I don't think anything embarrassing. I was always such a shy child that I didn't, like, ever do anything so crazy that it would be embarrassing. But I just remember always, like, I would come to the party with, like, my shoes, like, my heels on. And by the time I left, they would be off, like, in my hand, like, super sweaty and gross. And just, like, it was a fun time, though.
I mean, that sounds like middle school dances.
It kind of sounds like college, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, it's all the same.
It's the start of life.
Yeah. So I hope you guys liked Natasha Bedingfield. Unwritten is just such a fabulous song. It was almost my classes, my high school senior classes, like, song. But
reminds
instead
me
we
of
voted on Bruno Mars. Like, ooh. Count on me. It's not
ours
good.
Was the song from Matilda.
Wait, I think I know. If you sang it, I'd probably know it. You know, we'll play it later. I'm going to find
it. We'll find it. We'll find it.
We'll find it, and we're going to play it for you guys.
Yes.
But up next is a real banger.
Black dress with the tights underneath. I got the breath of a last cigarette on my teeth. And she's an actress, but she ain't got no need. She's got money from her parents in a trust fund back east. Tongues always pressed to your cheeks while my tongue is on the inside of some other girl's teeth. You tell your boyfriend, if he says he's got beef, that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't scared of him.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Woo, woo, woo.
Don't trust her, never trust her. Won't trust her, won't trust me.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Woo, woo, woo.
Don't trust her, never trust her.
On the back of your hands, wash them in the bathroom to drink like the bands. And the set list you stole off the stage has red and purple lipstick all over the page.
Bruises cover your arms, shaking in the fingers with a bottle in your palm. And the best is no one knows who you are, just another girl alone at the bar.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Woo, woo, woo.
Don't trust her, never trust her. Won't trust her,
no.
Won't trust me.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Woo, woo, woo.
Don't trust her, never trust her. Shush, girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said shush, girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips. I said shush, girl, shut your lips, do the Helen Keller and talk with your hips.
She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo. Woo, woo, woo.
Don't trust her,
bless me.
So that was Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson, and if you didn't know that that's what that song was, I don't know, you lost something in your childhood.
Truly did.
Actually, when I was little, I didn't know the name of that song, and the only thing I could remember was the music video, and I remember that the girl was, like, young at the beginning, and she was sitting on the roof of a house and looking out at palm trees, and I just had that one image, and I was like, I know this song, why can't I think of it? And finally, I found it.
Wasn't that hard? How fortunate.
I know. I know. Really, best thing that's ever happened to me.
It's a game changer.
It is.
That song is a game changer. Personal favorite.
Well, yeah, moves me to tears every time.
It's really emotional.
Next up, there's a song that you'll know and you'll recognize it from something and you won't know what it is. So I'm going to tell you now. It's from Freaky Friday.
Yes.
And Freaky Friday was like my first introduction to a girl band, because like Lindsay Lohan's character and all of her friends are in this awesome like punk rock garage band, and I think as a young person I really like identified with her arguing with her mom and all this stuff. So this song is great. She plays it at her mother's wedding at the end, where, by the way, I found, I don't know who watches NCIS here, but I love NCIS, and the actor who plays Gibbs on NCIS plays Lindsay Lohan's stepfather in Freaky Friday, which is super weird, because they're, like, opposite human beings as characters.
Interesting.
I know. Have you ever had, like, a character or an actor that you realized was on something, like, a long time ago?
And then it, like, developed into something completely different?
Yeah.
I feel like I have, but I can't think of anything right now. That's weird.
It's a super weird situation, I have to tell you. But enjoy... Well, I'm not supposed to say enjoy. My parents tell me not to say enjoy, so... I don't know what to tell you. Listen up!
Listen up, y'all.
Yeah, it's gonna be real rad.
Spends when I'm broken. Like remember when you took my heart and put it back together again. I've been wasting time with foolish guys, but now it's over. Let me tell you why I'm through. I've got someone new who's just like you. You're it, you're the ultimate. It's automatic, I'm sure of it. No lie.
Sign in. act? Well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for.
That was I Write Sins Not Tragedies by Panic at the Disco. Another song, actually, where I remembered the music video, but not the song.
Interesting.
Super weird. I guess I was more of like a visual learner than an audio learner. What I found that's great about the songs that I'm playing tonight is that they're all about 4 minutes long. So I've played five, I think, and I still have four more, and it's going to be easily less than half an hour. And then we'll move into some more songs that I've been listening to recently, though I always listen to 2000s music. I always go back to it. But we've got like four more for you. Karina, do you want to add anything?
Nope, that about sums it up.
Yeah. So we have four more Flashback Fridays. I don't have anything. It's technically Saturday over here, 34 minutes in, but I don't have any flashback word for that starts with an S. See you soon, Saturday.
Stellar Saturday.
That's great. Stellar Saturday is a killer? Whatever. It's late, guys. It's late. It's technically only 9 for me, but it's late, okay? I'm sorry.
She did ballet. What more can I say? He wanted her. I'm falling, better strap me in. I think I'm running out of oxygen. And it feels good, it feels good, it feels good.
That was, of course, Ally and AJ with Like Woe off the best album of all time, Insomniatic, which I didn't know what that meant at all when I was listening to this album.
Oh, me neither.
But it's got Potential Breakup Song, which is another great one. And Karina and I were just talking about how I think every girl that listened to their music chose one of them that they wanted to be. So personally, I always wanted to be AJ. And Karina said that she wanted to be...
I wanted to be Allie. Yeah. She had curly hair.
Yeah.
And fun fact, I just looked at pictures of them now, and one of them has brown hair, and one
Allie
of them is blonde.
Allie has blonde hair, guys. I mean, blonde.
And no. Allie is getting married.
No, sorry. AJ. I always confuse them. AJ has blonde hair. Allie has brown hair.
Yes.
And Allie is getting married.
But where is their music?
That's
career?
Super weird. It's super weird that, like, people are old, kind of. Like, High School Musical just had its 10th year reunion on Wednesday.
It sure
did. That freaks me out a lot. I feel old and decrepit.
You are.
Thanks, Karina. I'm old and decrepit. Love it.
You are old and decrepit.
Love it. So we have one more throwback song for you, which really gets me dancing. We've been dancing the entire time in here. I'm super glad I didn't go for a run earlier today, because this is my exercise.
Yeah, I walked a lot, so that was enough.
Yeah, I've been going up and down a lot of flights of stairs. So enjoy this last one.
Am I throwing you off?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a play about the choke. I was at a loss for words first time that we spoke.
You're looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You're looking for in the daytime with a light.
You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night.
You expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you get it?
All I can do is try, give me one chance. What's the problem? I don't see the ring on your hand. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm curious about you, you seem so innocent.
You wanna get in my world, get lost in it. Boy, I'm tired of running, let's walk for a minute.
Miss you is good, whatever you are.
I can't keep my mind off you. Where you at? Do you mind if I come through?
I'm out of this world, come with me to my planet. Get you on my level, do you think that you can handle it?
They call me Thomas, last name Crown. Recognize gang, I'ma lay mine down.
I'm a big girl, I can handle myself. But if I get lonely, I'ma need your help. Pay attention to me, I don't talk for my health.
I want you on my team.
So does everybody else.
Baby, we can keep it on the low. Let your guard down, ain't nobody got it on. If you were the girl, I know a place we can go.
What kind of girl do you take me for?
Miss you is good. Whatever you are, I'm all alone, and it's you that I want.
You miss you is good. You already know that I'm all yours,
with my t-shirt on.
I can see you with nothing on. Feeling on me before you bring that on.
Bring that on.
You know what I mean.
Girl, I'm a freak, you shouldn't say those things.
I'm trying to get inside of your brain. See if you can work me the way you say.
It's okay, it's alright. I got something that you don't like.
Is it the truth or are you talking trash? The game MVP like Steve Nash.
Miss you, it's girl.
And Karina is going to read a PSA for you guys.
Walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard. In Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the initiative and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bus. A public service message from WFMO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Thank you.
And that was WMFO, not WFMO.
Oops.
We've got
a novice.
We have a novice reader
we
here.
We have a novice.
But it's okay. And now for some recent music that I've been listening to, like a normal person. Not that I don't, whatever, it's fine. I'm really bad at this, but the music's good and that's all that matters, so have fun. Dance some more to these songs. Honestly, you can still dance to these songs. You might not know them, but you will know them, and I guarantee at least one of them will be stuck in your head after you listen to it. So, here we go.
It's calling on
And that was Jungle with Julia. And that song is thanks to my sister, Emma. She actually introduced that to me over the break. So she's not listening, but if she were, she'd be happy. And she'd probably be blushing a little bit. Oh, wait, I just got a text from her. Ooh, I hope she's listening. Oh, here we go. It's the real deal. Oh, she said, say this is from me, Julia. I made you like that song. This is verbatim from Emma. Also play Flume new song. Emma, guess what? It's on my playlist. Yeah, I'm gonna keep playing music and stop talking. Okay, bye. Okay. that was Chet Faker and Marcus Marr with Learning for Your Love off the semi-new EP Works that they put out. All of the songs on that EP are absolutely amazing, and I'm not a huge Chet Faker fan, but I really like kind of the groovy background sounds that Marcus Marr does. I just wish that when Chet Faker does concerts and festivals and stuff, Marcus Marr would just come along with him.
In his suitcase.
Yeah. Honestly, you can fit anyone in a suitcase if it's big enough.
True.
That's my rule.
That is a rule.
I'm going to put Karina in a suitcase and fly her to California with me.
That would be pretty easy, actually.
It would be very easy. She could actually go in my carry-on.
You would probably need a duffel. Yeah, I could fit in a carry-on.
Yeah, like,
a backpack.
They don't weigh carry-ons, so I would just have to get her on the plane and somehow get a really strong man,
to hoist you
right up and just pray that there's not a lot of turbulence.
You know, it could be kind of fun.
Yeah, honestly, it would be awesome. And
true.
I'm going to do it. Okay. So the next song that we're going to play is Flume's new song, which is rad. But before I play that, I'm going to tell you that you are listening to WMFO in Medford,